Finance and Economics.
Jobs Data. The Missing Million. Could America's ultra-strong labour market be cracking?
It is the million-person mystery, and its solution will help determine just how strong American growth truly is. According to an official survey of employers, America's economy has added 1.2 million jobs in net terms since the start of the year. But a separate survey of households paints a completely different picture, that the country has in fact shed about 100,000 jobs over the same time period. Slight discrepancies between the two closely watched surveys are normal, but rarely has the gap been so wide. One suggests a robust economy that is coping just fine with high interest rates, the other that growth is rapidly decelerating. On June 12th, the Federal Reserve leaned towards the more optimistic result, known as the payroll survey. Overall, we are looking at what is still a very strong labour market, says Jerome Powell, the Fed's chairman, explaining why officials have so far demurred from cutting rates. Their assumption is that this employment strength will persist, allowing time to wait for inflation to slow more noticeably. Lower than expected consumer price inflation for May, published hours before the Fed's rate decision, pointed in the right direction, but it followed a few months of inconveniently high inflation readings. As a result, the median forecast of the Fed's rate-setting committee is for just one rate cut this year, down from three a few months ago. But what if the household survey's much weaker numbers are correct? Then the Fed would risk making a hawkish mistake, and investors, still mostly bullish on America, would be in for a rude surprise. That makes finding the source of the discrepancy an urgent task. The payroll survey samples more than 600,000 worksites, the household survey some 60,000 households. Both rely on models to reach their conclusions, creating scope for errors. The payroll survey must try to account for the creation and failure of businesses. The household survey must rely on estimates of the overall population. Over the past few years, uncertainty has risen for both. The topsy-turvy post-COVID economy has skewed estimates of business numbers, while surging immigration has done the same for population figures. So which survey is likely to be more accurate? The payroll survey is rebased annually to line up with unemployment insurance records. The next such exercise is likely to lop around 60,000 jobs per month from the count. At the same time, however, the census may have undercounted the migrants entering America from the South, pushing down the household employment tally. The answer might come down to something that fortuitously is just the average of the two surveys, says Michael Feroli of JP Morgan Chase. That would mean the job market is softening, but only gradually. Mr. Powell, for his part, has indicated that the Fed would respond to unexpected weakness in the labour market. There may be only one relatively simple solution to the data debate. The unemployment rate calculated in the household survey mostly avoids the problem of estimating the population, says Guy Berger of Burning Glass Institute, a research organisation. Upward revisions would, for example, add to both the employed and the jobless totals, keeping the ratio between them basically unchanged. And here the trend is clear. The unemployment rate has climbed from 3.5% in mid-2023 to 4% in May. Low by historical standards, but unquestionably weaker. It's not as good a job market as it was a year ago, says Mr. Berger. Consider America's restaurants. Over the past few years, they were among the businesses that were hit hardest by staffing shortages, forcing even fast food joints to offer much higher salaries. But Hudson Reilly of the National Restaurant Association says that his group's latest monthly poll found that unusually, restaurateurs are now more worried about sales than staffing. As the Fed digests all these various surveys, it may soon be time to put rate cuts back on the menu.